From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why Hillary Clinton is trying to shame Barack Obama. We get our political analysis fix from NPR's Ron Elving. Senator Clinton is looking for a win in Texas next week. To do that, she'll need to hold on to a constituency she has traditionally considered hers, and that is Latinos. Texas has the third largest Latino population in the country. Producer Martina Castro has been traveling around Texas. She talked with some Latino Democrats in Irving, Austin, and Belton.
Oh, my God. It's a dream coming to see President Clinton and support Hillary.
I'm from Belton, Texas. I work in a financial institution, and I am 54 years of age, and my name is Piri Ortiz. I like Obama. I don't have anything against him. I think he's still a young person, a young candidate, a great senator. I think he has his own goals. But I think maybe give him another 4 years and he'll be ready.
Okay, my name is Romel Garcia. I'm from Mexico. And my age is 29 years old and I'm a plumber.
Who do you support?
Hillary Clinton.
What are the issues in general that are important to you in the race?
There are three issues. The first one is the war at Iraq. I didn't see any benefits for us to be over there spending all the money. The second one is the deficit that we have at this moment. And the third one is the immigration. Yeah.
My name is Erika Gonzalez. I'm 28 years old and I'm originally from Eagle Pass, Texas. Supporter of Texas and Mexico. Right now I'm supporting Barack Obama. I know that I was very hopeful when I first heard that a person of color was running for president. Really, I just don't want another Clinton in the office, and I really don't. And to me, Barack has shown some hope. I mean, I feel that there's hope there.
Okay, Sabino Renteria, I'm 57, I'm from Austin, Texas, and I was born here and never left. I always loved young people, so I went with Obama. Like every other generation, we need somebody new and fresh. Like in my generation, we were behind Bill Clinton and all the way from the beginning, and we wanted that type of energy. And that's the way I see Obama. He has the energy.
A few Latino voters in Texas. Recent polls show Barack Obama is now leading among Latino voters in Texas. I spoke earlier with Lydia Camarillo. She's the vice president of the Southwest Voter Registration Education Project in San Antonio. And I asked her why Senator Obama has pulled ahead of Senator Clinton.
The two issues I think that are the defining and distinctive issues that are important to the Latino electorate is the bringing back the troops home, and then, of course, the immigration question. The minute that he moved forward the idea that driver's licenses would be provided to immigrants in California, he received 29% of the electorate in California that was Latino because of that.
It's interesting that you mentioned the driver's license issue for illegal immigrants as a key, at least symbolic issue for a lot of Latinos, because earlier on in this campaign, Senator Clinton did initially support driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, and then she changed her mind. You're saying that that actually was probably not a good strategic move for her in terms of courting the Latino vote.
That's correct. That's what I'm saying. The Clinton campaign has always assumed and functioned from the very beginning, before the primaries, that she was the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. They strategically decided that it was important to go after the swing vote or the vote that they were going to capture and take in the general election, and they did not focus on maintaining what is considered their base vote. Before it all started, they believed that the African-American vote, as well as the Latino vote, along with the women vote, was their base vote. The immigration question becomes the litmus test for our community as to how those who will be governing us, how they will act once they are in office.
We're talking about the Latino electorate, the Latino vote, as if it were a monolithic vote, but is it?
It's not, but it is. There's some similarities. The Latino electorate understands that education is a ticket to progress or out of poverty. The Latino electorate is concerned with jobs and the economy, which are issues that everybody's thinking of. Both candidates have similar responses to issues that matter, as does the Democratic Party. In Texas, in San Antonio, Latinos are seventh and eighth generation. In El Paso and in the Valley, they're more immigrant. In Houston and Dallas, they're more immigrant, but they're further away and they seem almost isolated because they're a smaller community. But overall, they stand on the same principles. They want to bring the troops home. They want education. They want good jobs. And they want our community to be treated with respect and dignity, and the test is through the immigration question.
So what is it that Hillary Clinton is not saying to convince Latino voters now in Texas that she should be their candidate? What should she be saying to them?
Latinos should have, immigrants should have, the driver's license. If America is concerned about security in America, wouldn't you want to know who's driving? If somebody gets hit by somebody and you don't know who they are and they don't have insurance because you need a driver's license to buy insurance, then everybody's paying for it instead of the person who is responsible for it. The assumptions are that you need to protect the borders, but the strategy is wrong, and the Latino community understands that, and they see it as a personal attack. So when they see a candidate making progress on this issue, that's how they reward them with their vote.
How important is it for her win in Texas, that she win the Latino vote and win it substantially?
All the political pundits and everybody understands, including the campaign, that she has to win Texas by a large margin, at least 60%. Without the Latino vote, she cannot win. If she loses Texas, I believe it's over. And it's the Latino electorate that she has to convince to stay with her in big numbers. But she can't lose more than what she lost in California, which is about 29% of the electorate. So she has to work very, very hard to keep the vote. And he's going to work very hard to take her vote.
So you're saying that she needs 70% of the Latino voters. According to the latest polls, she doesn't have anywhere near that.
That is correct. Latinos who were supporting her, and I'm talking to people out in the streets, they're already feeling depressed. And the Obama supporters that are Latino, they're feeling very excited. And both have something to worry. Sometimes you get excited and you forget to vote because you figure he already won. That's a loss for him. Sometimes you get depressed and you don't want to show up, and that's a loss for her. So really, it comes down to who's going to spend the most money on the ground and on the media to convince voters to turn out to vote, because the game's not over.
A perennial problem has been voter turnout among Latinos. It's been historically low. You're out there in the community talking to Latinos, registering them to vote. What are you sensing in terms of voter turnout?
Texas doesn't vote because Texas has never had a primary where it mattered. And this time, it's exciting. And Latinos are actually driving the car to figure out who's going to be the next presumptive nominee for the Democratic Party.
And so you haven't been in that position before?
I have not seen the Latino electorate as excited as it is today, ever.
Lidia Camarillo is the vice president of the Southwest Voter Registration Education Project. Thank you, Lidia Camarillo, for joining us.
Thank you. You have a good day.